B-Pod Studios.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session. We have Heather on the phone with us today who's trying to, well, sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace. My wife does that frequently as
yeah.
well. That's a great
it's
way
cool.
to sell stuff. All right, hey, good morning, Heather.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So, yeah, you're on the Marketplace. What's going on? You're trying to sell a treadmill? Is that what it says here in your email?
I am. It's barely used. It's in great shape. So I slapped it up there, and a lot of people were interested. And I just said, hey, first person who wants to pay my asking price, which is only $650.
Okay.
They get it. First come, first serve, you know?
Yeah.
So somebody said, okay, I want it. I mean, they're supposed to be picking it up today. And then they messaged me and said they can't because they have COVID.
Oh,
no, they can't.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, they cannot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't want them, obviously, don't want them to come over. I appreciate them not coming over.
No.
But they want me to wait 2 weeks for them to pick it up. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I feel bad about this situation. They seem so nice. We messaged back and forth a few times. But, yeah, my husband, he wants it gone. We don't need the money. It's nothing like that. He just wants it out of the house. It's an eyesore or, you know, no feng shui, whatever.
He doesn't want it
reminder.
2 weeks.
A reminder that he hasn't exercised in 5 years. I get it. I understand completely.
Now, Heather, we don't know that's the case.
The New Year's resolution just didn't come through for my husband.
Yeah, it happens.
He wants it gone. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely wants it gone. He's like, just move on to the next Facebook person. We're not waiting 2 weeks. I don't care. You know, the guy got COVID. It's not my fault.
And you feel bad,
well,
but you need to get an answer out right to these people, I'm sure.
Ew, I have to tell him something by 9, I feel like, you know, but gosh, what if they're not around in 2 weeks?
Oh, God. What do you mean?
Heather, we don't know.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Not like that. I mean, like,
okay. Oh, yeah, right.
Like, what if they don't
right,
message
what if they
me back?
Them?
They
right,
change
right.
their mind or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
The leads have gone cold.
Yeah. Okay. That is it's a pickle, as they say, because you're trying to be nice, and it's not their fault. We'll assume that.
You know what we've learned?
COVID. What's that?
Don't be nice. No.
Yeah. So
my
let's
husband
find
always
out.
Tells me nice guys finish last, and
yeah,
I
right.
always tell him no, that can't be true, but maybe it is. I don't know. I guess I'll let the court decide, right?
And they're going to be bummed out. Yeah, let the court decide. Yeah. So that's one thing we can assure you, folks. We'll call with some advice if you want to keep listening. All right. So the phones are open 888-410-1057. Let's help Heather out. You want to have an answer by 9? All right. Is yeah. that what you're saying?
Yeah. I really want to just get it resolved.
Okay. Well, let's see what
yeah.
the listeners think.
Good.
Either way, if you have a disagreement with your husband, you could say, look, everybody at ROR was, you know.
The people decided.
The people decided.
It's easy.
Oh, he's listening.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you, Heather. We appreciate it. Good luck, okay?
Oh, thank you, guys.
Stay tuned. Well, so she wants to know by 9 today to sell it.
Okay.
Hold on to it. These people, apparently, they need to wait 2 weeks. Because some COVID issue.
Yeah. And I get it, but I understand.
Should she
know.
Just honor it, say, I got a sale, or snooze, you lose? That's tough.
You just want to get rid of it. You know, once you decide you want something gone, you can't get rid of it fast enough.
That's true.
Ask any ex-wife.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, treadmill is one of those things. If you don't want it, it's an eyesore. You want to get rid of it. But should they wait 2 weeks for these people who have, I guess, tested positive somewhere? Or just say bye-bye, sell it. So what suggestions would you have? 888-410-1057. Is it a snooze, you lose kind of thing, or is a deal a deal? That's what we want to know, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Little Fine Young Cannibals there. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 752. Morning Court's in session. We just heard from Heather. trying to sell a barely used treadmill on the Facebook Marketplace.
The only kind I know.
Right? A lot of people want to buy it, and the people they've agreed to sell it to for asking, which is $650, was a bargain. Said, hey, hold it for 2 weeks. Someone in the family got some COVID issues, and they're not comfortable. So that's not good.
No.
So what should she do? Hold it or hold them or fold them? Let's say, Laura, what do you say? Laura?
Well, I think she should offer to have them pick it, move it outside and let them pick it up from outside. 2 weeks is too long to wait.
Yeah, 2 weeks is too long, right?
Yeah, they could. Yep. Just that's right. We'll leave it outside.
Leave it outside.
Yeah.
Where you leave the money?
In the
Venmo.
Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it in a vat of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a bad
idea. We're kicking
it
old school, like exchange of paper money, please.
Yeah, I know. Laura, it's not a bad idea. Maybe Heather will take
it
under consideration. Good job. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. So up next, we have Tony. Tony. What do you say, Tony?
So I've had this happen to me before. I just text them and tell them that if nobody wants it within that 2 week period, then I'll be glad to hold it to them. But the husband wants it out, and so I'm going to just go on to the next person.
Yeah. So you say, give them, all right, hey, if nobody shows up, you got it.
But if, yeah.
Exactly.
But
all
if right. they do, then too
yeah.
bad.
Then say, stay
yeah, I mean, you want to get rid of it. I get it.
Gone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've had it happen quite a few times. Good luck.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye. Al, any advice today for Heather?
Yes, I do, because actually I do. I actually have an elliptical machine on the marketplace right now, and I'm getting that same type of problem with people. So my advice to her is ask them for a small deposit, say $100.
Oh.
A good faith deposit saying, okay, and if you don't come and get it and change your mind, then you lose your deposit. And that will decide whether or not that person is
a serious buyer.
Yep.
But
yep.
doesn't want it.
Yep.
I like it.
That's good, Al. Let's see if she wants to do that.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye, LB.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sonny.
Hey.
What do you say, Sonny?
I say, you know, if you want it that badly, have somebody go get it for you. I mean, the ad said first come, first serve. If you really want it, then have somebody go get it for you.
Maybe they have no friends. Or no friends with a truck.
Yeah, that's what you need.
They probably have their hands full.
Yeah.
Friends with a truck. Okay, thank you, Sonny.
All right.
Bye. Joy,
hello.
What do you say? What do you say, Joy?
I'm saying that I think the husband's being selfish because they both have to sit back and realize those people could have came not caring that they had the COVID and just picked it up.
Well, good that is
point.
True.
You know, they were being very nice and letting them know ahead of time so that in hopes that they could still get this product. So
yeah.
That's my feeling.
Well, that's nice.
That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah, her name's Joy. She
yes, I know.
Joy,
she brings
right?
joy.
Okay.
Sweet.
Thanks, Joy. Okay. Bye.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So the problem is the husband is pushing for the rub. Here's the rub, right? I don't think Heather cares, but the husband's get somebody else, you know. It's just he's pushing for it. He doesn't want to wait 2 weeks
right.
because of their issue. Should Joy honor the sale, as it were, the agreed-upon price, and just wait 2 weeks? Or should she follow her husband and just get rid of it to some of the next buyer? So, and
the
there apparently
is
a plenty of them.
She can make the decision.
How's that?
Because, I mean, her husband can say all he wants to say, but it's really, basically, she's going to make the decision. Let's be honest.
We're going
to
do that?
Yeah.
Is that where we're going today? Help
me. Yep.
I don't
it's
like
Monday.
That. I don't like when you do that. All right, 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We had Morning Court today, and her name is Heather. Now, Heather's got a little bit of a situation. She likes to sell stuff on the Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
No.
And my wife does that. She's had some success.
But it's
always a hassle.
Yeah.
You have 15 people calling you. They want to know the size, the dimension. When was it? It drives you insane. And then they want a lowball?
Right.
Okay. So they're trying to sell a treadmill that the honestly didn't use. It made a nice hanger, coat hanger, like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they got a buyer for $650. All good. That's what they're asking for, except she got a message, I guess, last night. They can't come today because they have COVID. They actually do. So if we can wait 2 weeks, I guess the husband has tested positive. So will you wait 2 weeks and we can pick it up? Now, Heather's husband says, nah, no. Move on. Yeah. Next.
Get it out of here.
Get it out of here.
Plenty of other offers.
Heather kind of feels bad, but a lot of folks have said, sell it, move on. Okay, so Donna, what do you say?
I have to say, what is 2 weeks in the scheme of life? Honest to God, honor the agreement.
Especially right. These days.
Yeah.
I'm with the guy, though. Put a couple of the bucks on it, just to be sure.
Uh-huh.
But really, 2 weeks, you can't wait 2 weeks. Come
right.
On.
I think the whole COVID thing and everything else is probably...
That's a
well,
good
I know, but you know what? Have a little heart, maybe.
You know what? That's a good idea. We're going to find out what happens.
All right.
Okay?
I'm anxious to hear. That's my take. Thank
all right.
You.
Well, I'll see you then. Okay, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your spin on this?
Okay, I was going to say, I'm kind of on the fence with both. First off, yeah, it's an agreement, but at the same token... I'd say give the people an option. I would say have the money to me, and I would deliver it to them.
Oh, jeez.
Like curbside delivery.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. And do you agree with LBF that the wife is always right?
Yeah, and I feel that something like, because I'm the type of person that if I want to get rid of it, and, you know, an eyesore problem,
yeah.
Let me help them out, and I'm helping myself out, and curbside delivery, contactless delivery.
Jeez.
And then you're guaranteed the money.
Yeah, well, that's an idea. We'll see. I don't think the husband's doing that, though. He seems like he's taking the easy way out.
Right.
All righty.
Yeah, but like Delphi said, the wife, and that's how I get around things with my husband. I find a different way to get around it.
Oh, is that right? Oh, maybe we ought to pull on that thread a little bit. Is that what's going on?
Yes, that's what's going on, Bob.
What is going on?
That's what's going on.
We just do what we want to
do. You're too busy taking your spin classes with the heavy breather, and then we do what we want.
Exactly. Like, they dance around it. They don't really know how to go about it. We take control, but we let them think that they did it, you know?
Exactly.
That's a win-win situation.
I know.
Yep.
Peeling the curtain back.
But you'll forget all about it. You hardly listen to what we say anyway, so it works out.
Sorry, I
have
that
thread.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
I love that. Yeah, so, just let him do what he thinks he wants to do, but then we're going to do what we want
right.
to do. I hear you.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we got Heather's back. We got Heather on the line.
Oh, she's already?
She's been listening.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what Heather's going to do with the treadmill that, is for sale, but do they have the right buyer? Let's see. Hi, Heather. So what's the decision here?
Well, the guy that was second in line to get the treadmill had messaged me because, of course, he was listening to me on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Great. Great.
And, yeah, so he's like, no, I have the cash in my hand. I can come right away. I'll pick it up. And my husband is checking my Facebook and he was like, no, we just let this guy have it. So,
oh my gosh.
Wow.
Cash rules.
Cash is king.
He wins.
We got a sale.
That's
oh, well, you know what? You try. At least your heart was there.
Right.
You felt you didn't totally dump them at first out of the gate.
Right.
You just, you know, had a better offer.
Dumped them slowly.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you know, break it to me gently. Well, all's well that ends well. Get the machines out. Your husband can get back on the couch. Everyone wins.
Everyone's happy.
It's all good.
Yep.
Right. Thank you, Heather. We appreciate you. Okay, take
care. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. How about that?
She lost the battle, but trust me, she'll win the war.
Yeah. Well, who gets the cash is the question. You know, that's all. She's all. She'll just, the other people just have to understand, sorry, you know, we can't wait. We got to get it out.
Right, right. It's true.
650. Money talks.
I know. That's a nice
what
amount.
Walks?
Not nobody on that treadmill in that house.
Not anymore. Apparently not. It's 8:30. Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.